We have returned to our point of departure, and so to the end of our little journey in search of the secret treasures of Comacchio. Is it all finished now? Oh no. Even leaving Comacchio presents you with all sorts of other opportunities. Comacchio is the capital of the Po Delta, and from here you can discover the various parts of the regional park, Volano, Mesola, Goro, and Argenta with their enchanting lagoons. For example, it takes very little time to get to the area of the Comacchio Lagoons and the Foce Station, where you can take boat trips to discover ancient pools full of fish, or organize yourself a visit to the salt works, which have been the subject of a careful environmental restoration project. You will come upon spectacular landscapes like nowhere else. The changing colors of the saltwater pools, separated by sandbars which draw an extravagant geometry. The nature surrounds you. You can observe elegant herons, egrets, spoonbills, flamingos, ducks, avocets, and inevitably plenty of gulls. The Po Delta Park is Italy's top birdwatching area, and of great importance in Europe as a whole. And then, you could perhaps make a visit to Pomposa Abbey, the spiritual lighthouse of the Delta, or explore the Gran Bosco della Mesola, with its lovely deer, or even the Este's country retreat, the Mesola Castle. In other words, all you have to do is catch your breath and choose your next destination in the district around Comacchio. The landscape of the Po Delta is part of the same UNESCO World Heritage Site as the Renaissance Center of Ferrara. The Este family appreciated Comacchio so much that they built a beautiful country retreat very near the city themselves. The Este family would visit Magnavacca every year to supervise the local markets in the period when the eel catches were at their height. That brings us to the end. I hope you've enjoyed our little tour, and I want to thank you for spending your day with me. I'll see you soon.